Welcome to day 15. Here we are as we begin the third week of our meditation practice. Let us listen to Bhagavan Baba's message in Satya Sai Speaks, Volume 5, Chapter 21. The silent man has no enemies. Before a person talks, he should put to himself three questions. Is it necessary? Is it true? Is it not harmful to anyone? Only then should one decide to talk. The tongue is the armor of the heart. It guards one's life. Loud talk, long talk, wild talk, talk full of anger and hate. All these affect the health of men. They breed anger and hate in others. They wound, they excite, they enrage, they estrange. Why is silence said to be golden? The silent man has no enemies, though he may not have friends. He has the leisure and the chance to dive within himself and examine his own faults and failings. He has no more inclination to seek them in others. If your foot slips, you suffer a fracture. If your tongue slips, you fracture someone's faith or joy. That fracture can never be set right. That wound will fester forever. Therefore, use the tongue with great care. The softer you talk, the less you talk, the more sweetly you talk, the better for you and the world. Now, let us begin our meditation. Please sit up tall and comfortably. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Begin to observe the inflow and outflow of your breath. On every inhale, breathe in love, and on every exhale, breathe of fear. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts or sensations in your body or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to breathing by mentally repeating Ram, Ram, Ram. Continue with your meditation. At the end, you will hear the ringing of a soft bell. Thank you.
Oh,